And we're going to begin by heading down to Akron and be joined by Zips head coach Tom Arth. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time. And after Saturday's home opener and a 31-20 setback against UAB and looking at the film, talk about the performance by your Zips.
Well, you know, I think you have to start out and, you know, just recognize the effort and the fight in our team. I think that was the most exciting thing for me and for our program and for anybody following our program is just is the fight that we have and the competitive spirit that we played with. And, you know, there were some mistakes that we made in that game that were, you know, were pretty catastrophic and put our defense in some really difficult situations. And, you know, every time, you know, our defense responded. I think, you know, UAB started, you know, three drives inside our red zone, and, you know, our defense was able to force a field goal each of those times, and two of those they missed. So you just talk about, you know, the resiliency and the toughness and the competitive spirit was really outstanding. And then for our offense to be able to come back and score 14 points in the fourth quarter and, you know, really, you know, get it you know, get it to a manageable game where, you know, we had some opportunities with about 8 minutes to go, you know, to put ourselves in position to be successful was exciting for us. There were a lot of mistakes that we made, you know, really across the board in all three phases of the game. But those are the things that we can coach. Those are the things that we can improve on and that we have to improve on week in and week out. But the things that, you know, we can't coach is the competitive spirit, the competitive fight, and just the effort and the will to, you know, to keep playing and to be successful. So, you know, I was really proud of our team from that standpoint. I thought we showed a lot of growth, you know, from week one to week two. We defended the run really well. We really, you know, played well in the red zone, both offensively and defensively. All those areas were, you know, sort of an Achilles heel for us in week one. So we did show a lot of growth, and we hope that continues for us this week and throughout our season.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Arth. You talked about the resiliency and the effort in that fourth quarter. Obviously, you talked about seeing that fight from your Zips. As first-year coach with the program and seeing that, is that something that you've seen progression throughout camp and into the early part of the season? Or what's the instinctive element that you're seeing from your program this with that spirit and that effort?
Well, you know, I think it's something there certainly have been signs, you know, really since the time that we arrived here. And, again, you know, the way that our players performed in the classroom last spring, you know, the progression and the will to improve throughout spring practice and the summertime, the competitive nature that we felt in fall camp. And, you know, I think there were all those signs pointing to that. And, you know, you never really quite know until you're in that moment and until you're in the heat of the battle and things just, you know, there was a stretch there, you know, in the, you know, kind of midway through the second quarter to midway through the third quarter where anything and everything that could go wrong, you know, particularly in the kicking game, did. And, you know, we kept responding and, you know, we kept playing and we kept playing the next play and, you know, ultimately put ourselves in position where, you know, we were able to make it interesting there at the end.
Offensively, obviously, Dustin Burkhardt had a big day with over 217 yards receiving, and certainly Cato Nelson as well with his performance on 25 of 44 passing for 359 yards. Talk about the positives you saw in your offense in the game against UAB.
Well, you know, I think, you know, we made a lot of big plays. We made a number of explosive plays. I think we had 7 explosive passes, you know, in that game, which is a good number, and that was important to us. And you look at all of our touchdown drives, they had at least one explosive play on those drives. So I think that was, you know, that was really encouraging for us. You know, I thought that, you know, we played better in a number of areas. There's still, you know, a lot of things that we have to improve. We didn't run the ball well at all. It was, you know, really a poor effort running the football, and it's going to be hard for us to be successful if you know, if we don't have an efficient and the threat to run the football. So that's something that we really have to emphasize and be better at. You know, we still have to eliminate you know, taking sacks. Some were, issues, UAB making some great plays and some great rushes, but others were just, we're holding onto the ball too long. So just, still growing. Cato had a great game and was very productive, made a ton of plays, not only with his arm, but with his legs. But, the big thing is, it's still, understanding, the importance of first and second down and, not taking negative plays on first and second down and putting ourselves in much better position to execute on third down.
Looking ahead to this week with Central Michigan and the trip to Mount Pleasant, talk about what you see from film from the Chips.
Well, I think, we're still early on here in our preparation. I think, certainly, going to Wisconsin, that's a tall task. Wisconsin is a very big, very strong, very physical, very talented football team, and it's hard to really watch that film and get too much take too much away from that. Certainly Albany film was really good for us. Got to see a lot of different looks. It was a game that I think Central Michigan got up on early, and Albany, kept fighting and kind of got their way, made their way back into the game. And so it's a, it's a good game for us to look at situationally and, figure out, kind of some tendencies as far as that goes. But, it'll be a great battle. We're excited. I know Coach McElwain, is an outstanding football coach. He has a great staff. We have a coach who was in that program a year ago, our running back coach, so he knows a lot of the players, and I know they have a good group, and it's going to be a great challenge for us, and we're excited to get into MAC play, and it'll be obviously my first MAC game, and excited for that. I think it's not that the competition raises or anything along those lines, but in some ways there is there's a lot at stake. It's a conference game, and like we told our team at the end of the game on Saturday, hey, we're not setting out to try to win the Big Ten. We're not trying to set out to win Conference USA. Those are not our goals. It's about improvement. It's about getting better. And, this week we do enter into MAC play, and being successful in the MAC is a part of our goals and is important to us. So, it's important that we get off to a great start.
Well, Tom, thank you for your time. I'll let you get back to preparation for Central Michigan. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tom. Again, for Tom Arth and his Akron Zips, coming off a 31-20 setback against UAB. Again, in that contest, wide receiver Dustin Burkhart, career high 217 yards receiving on 8 receptions. And Akron will be on the road this coming Saturday, September 14th, at Central Michigan, 3 p.m. Eastern kickoff. That game on ESPN+.